all very Memento-esque, a movie I happen to love, but it is a risky thing to render on paper. I enjoy nonlinear timelines, and I knew the only way to bring this novel to a proper close was to tell Anna's half backward. I knew from the beginning that she was not Anastasia. The DNA research is crystal clear in that regard. But I wanted her to be. Wanted it so badly, in fact, that I spent several weeks orchestrating a number of cockamamie ways to have Anastasia survive. And then, finally, I realized that was the point of the entire novel. I wanted her to be Anastasia. Wanted it to the point where I was willing to believe almost anything. Several things led to the success of Anna Anderson's claims. She lived and died in a different time. There was no internet. There were no genetic testing or facial recognition programs. There was no way to definitively prove or disprove her claims. Anna Anderson died on February 12, 1984, of pneumonia. The mass grave holding the remains of the Romanov family was not discovered until 1991. However, even then, two bodies were missing, Alexei and one of the daughters. There is some debate as to whether Anastasia or Maria was the missing daughter. Regardless, this discovery once again made the news and convinced thousands that Anastasia did in fact escape the carnage in Ekaterinburg. As a result, Anna's claims took on greater credence. It did not matter that hair and tissue samples retrieved from Anna Anderson during a surgery prior to her death did not match the DNA of the remains found in that grave. Genetic testing did confirm, however, that those remains matched that of surviving Romanov relations. The issue was laid to rest only 16 years later when, in 2007, the final two bodies were discovered in a separate grave near the first gravesite. All seven of the Romanovs have since been identified. They are all accounted for. None of them survived that night in Ekaterinburg. Russian, British, and American genetic testing all confirm this. It is awful, and I think this is why Anastasia Romanov's legend has lingered for so long and with such power. We want the story to have a happy ending. But I gave us the ending we need instead. And I think it is far more satisfying this way.
This is Sean Thomas. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of I Was Anastasia by Ariel Lawhorn. This program was directed by Ali Muirdin, executive producer Diane McKiernan. Text copyright 2018 by Ariel Lawhorn. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.